Living Emunah, number 14, Hashem loves us. It occasionally happens that a person goes through a difficult period during which he feels dejected and depressed, and he doesn't want to see anyone. The book Orchos Tzadikim writes that if a person at such moments is able to say to himself, "Who is doing this to me? My loving Father who knows what is best for me," then he fulfills a mitzvah. Every time a person goes through difficulty and reminds himself that the situation was lovingly brought upon him by his Creator, he fulfills the biblical command, "V'yadata im levavecha ki ka'asher yiyaseh ish et benoi Hashem lekecha miyasrecho." You should know in your heart that Hashem punishes you like a father punishes his child. Hashem deals with us the same way a father deals with his child, but in truth his love for us is even greater. The Torah uses the example of a parent-child relationship only because it's an experience to which we can relate. But the Chovetz HaLevavos, the duties of the heart, writes that Hashem grants a parent the ability to love his or her child. He is the source of parental love, and thus his love for us far exceeds the love of a parent for a child, and is actually unfathomable and beyond our comprehension. A woman described a near-death experience that she went through. She lost the child she was expecting in her 8th month and needed to undergo emergency surgery. The operation didn't go well and she was losing lots of blood and needed an urgent transfusion. All of a sudden she saw herself hovering near the ceiling, looking down at those in the room, watching everyone working frantically and seeing the anxious looks on their faces. At that moment she felt such pity for them. She wanted to tell them, "You don't have to worry, I'm perfectly fine." She said that she felt such an overpowering love for every single person in that room, a love too deep to describe. She felt like she wanted to hug every person there and tell them that everything was going to be just fine. I told her that she felt this way because at that moment she was a pure neshama, a piece of Hashem. And this experience is but a glimpse of the immense love that Hashem feels for each and every one of us. If a person can think these thoughts during periods of hardship, it will help them get through their ordeals. May Hashem grant us all the ability to feel His love for us at all times.